Es abajo. Te creí.
Which gathering is Bab Dada seeing today? Which gathering is Bab Dada seeing today? This gathering is of those children. Where every child is the highest and the richest with imperishable treasures. In the world, however much rich one may be, but he is rich only for one birth. And for that too, it is not certain that he will remain the richest the whole life. Even if he is the richest in the world, however, he will be that only for one birth, but you are the ones who say with faith and intoxication that we are the richest for many births because you are overflowing with all imperishable treasures. If you know that on the basis of the efforts you make at this time,
maybe come
back And actually, you earn so much income that even in one day you earn tremendous income. Do you know how much income you earn even in one day? Do you know the account? There is a saying that you earn multi-millions at every step. So, even in one birth, on the basis of the knowledge of the Father, the remembrance of the Father, you are able to accumulate multi-millions. The amount of steps you take in Baba's remembrance during the day, that many multi-millions you accumulate. Therefore, could there be anyone else who would be able to accumulate that many treasures as much as you accumulate? Go around in the world and see for yourself whether there could be anyone else like you. There is no one else in the world who can accumulate as much as you do. This is why Baba says, elevated consciousness. That the fortune of we souls is being made elevated by the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul Himself. You know about your treasures, don't you? You also know about the treasure of time. That the period of Sangam Yuga is so elevated. Absolutely. whatever attainment you want, you can, you are claiming that from the Father as your rights. Aren't you claiming that as your right? You have all the attainments, haven't you? Have you all the attainments? Have you? One elevated thought, one pure thought is also such an elevated treasure. Time is a treasure. Thoughts are the treasure. Your breath is your treasure. All the powers are the biggest treasures. Each jewel of knowledge is also such a big treasure. Each virtue is such a big treasure. Even in the world, people believe that if there is God's remembrance in every breath, then even that breath earns treasures. Therefore, each breath of yours is also used in a worthwhile way. It does not go a waste. At every step, you have a right to accumulate the treasures. Actually, Bab Dada has given all the treasures equally to all the children. He has given all the treasures and also equally. It isn't that to someone he has given one fold and the other, to other ones he has given tenfold and to some others hundredfold. No, the bestower has given all the treasures to every child the moment someone becomes a Brahmin. He gets that from the Father equally. However, how much the treasures are accumulated or are wasted, that is based on individuals. To accumulate or to waste, that each one has to check whether he is accumulating or wasting the treasures. Each one must check that during the whole day, how much has been accumulated or wasted. Do you check? You have to check. You must check because you are not accumulating only for one birth. You need to accumulate for many births, for every birth. For many births, if you do not accumulate now, do you know the method of accumulating the treasures? It is very easy. Just keep on adding zeros or dots, points. The word bindi can have many meanings, zero, dot, point. And if the dot is remembered, accumulation takes place. Just as along with zero, with one, if you keep on writing zero, 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 then the number grows, doesn't it? Similarly, soul is a dot, Baba is a dot, and the drama too, which means whatever has passed, you apply a full stop to that. It's like applying a dot. If you remember each treasure and compare it to a dot, then you will keep on accumulating that treasure. If you remember each point of knowledge too as a treasure and compare it with the dot, you will keep on accumulating. If you are able to apply a full stop, a dot to the past, then you will save a lot. The wastage will finish and you will start accumulating. Do you know how to apply multiply dots. It happens that you may try to apply a dot, but instead of applying a dot, it turns into a big line. Instead of a dot, it becomes a question mark. Instead of a dot, it becomes an exclamation mark. Therefore, the method to accumulate is to apply dots, and the method to waste to apply lines, long lines, to apply question mark, to apply exclamation mark. But which is easier? To apply a dot is easier, is it not? Therefore, the method is very easy. Keep self-respect, remember Baba, and apply a full stop to wastage. Bab Dada has also told you earlier that every day at Amrit Vela, every day at Amrit Vela, apply three dots of three types of awareness on your forehead, then nothing will go a waste. At every moment, every treasure will keep on accumulating. Dada looked at the charts of all the children. He saw how much treasure had been accumulated. He saw the chart of each treasure. And what must have Bab Dada observed? Bab Dada observed that even till now, the account of accumulation is not to the extent it should be. It is much lesser. time, thoughts, words not only go a waste, but also whilst moving along, the importance of time is also emerged less, is not emerged to that much extent as it should be. The importance of time is not emerged to the extent it should be. You always remember the importance of time, that is, if the thought of importance of time is immersed in your intellect all the time, then you will be able to make the use of time in a better way. You will be able to make it be used in a worthwhile way. Time is whiled away. Whiled away by passing it in an ordinary way the whole day. Though it's not used in a wrong way, but it's just whiled away. Similarly, it's not that you have bad thoughts coming, but the thoughts go a waste. Even if you check for 1 hour, in every hour, how much time and how many thoughts were just ordinary, spent in an ordinary way, and when they are spent in an ordinary way, no accumulation takes place. And then Bhaktada also signals you. Then you try to console Baba in different ways. You say, Baba, I got just a few thoughts. I didn't spend a lot of time in those thoughts, just a little bit. Baba, I will become complete. Baba, everything will be all right. Baba, the end hasn't come. There's still some time left. Therefore, at the final time, I will become complete. However, Bap Dada has told you again and again you need the accumulation to be taken for a long period of time. If you think that you will complete or become perfect at the end, but it will not be possible, because if the accumulation is for a longer time, it lasts also for a longer time. When it comes to taking inheritance from Baba, all of you say that I will become Lakshmi Narayan. If Baba would ask you to raise your hand and say, who would like to become Ram and Sita of Silver Age, nobody will raise the hand. But if Baba would ask, who would like to be Lakshmi Narayan, everyone will raise the hand. But you will claim full inheritance only if the accumulation is for a longer period. If there is little accumulation, then how can you get full inheritance? This is why try to accumulate all the treasures to the extent possible for you to do so, and do it from now onwards. It will happen at the end, it will come. Don't say like that. I must do it. I have to do it. I will do it. This is determination. When you sit at Amrit Vela in a good stage of remembrance, at that time you make many promises to Baba in your heart. You say, Baba, I will do this, I will do that. Baba, I will do wonders. Baba, I will show you what I'm going to do. I will definitely do it. Baba will say, good, it's good if you are thinking in that way. It's good if you create elevated thoughts of this type. However, Bab Dada says, you have to bring your promises into a practical form, into actions. It shouldn't be that you just make promises. In your mind alone, but whatever promises you make should be brought into actions also. You create very good thoughts, no doubt. But thoughts, words and actions should be alike. When you create very good thoughts, Baba is very happy because at least you keep the courage to have good thoughts. When you say, I will become this, I will become that, it is showing good courage. Therefore, Bab Dada is happy to see how courageous you are. However, when it comes to bringing that into practice, into actions, then it's not always that it is possible. It's only sometimes. Therefore, to make a promise is very easy. However, to bring that into actions is to fulfill the promise. There are many who make promises, but they become number wise in fulfilling the promises. Now, make your thoughts and actions alike. Your plans and the practical form of them should be alike. Can you make them alike? Can you make them alike? Those from the business wing, you know how to do business, don't you? Business people know how to accumulate, how to save. And what about the engineers and scientists? Even the scientists and engineers are practical people. They do in a practical way. And those of the rural wing, Baba calls them rulers, not rural, but rulers. Because if you wouldn't serve, then nobody would be sustained. Nobody would exist because they are like, you know, landlords doing agriculture, so food is necessary, and it's they who give food for survival. Therefore, all the three of you are those who are practical people, not the ones who only think and just say, but you do it. Therefore, you are those souls who bring all the promises into practice, aren't you? Or are you the ones who just make promises? Because when you make promises, you show so much courage to Baba and please Him. Baba has a file of the promises of each child. In the subtle regions, there's no need for a cupboard to keep your files. Sometimes Bap Dada opens his alaukik TV suddenly. He doesn't open it all the time, he opens it only sometime. And he's also able to listen to you, whatever you speak to each other, even that he's able to listen. This is why Bap Dada says, finish the waste and change it to the account, to the account of saving. Brahmin Jeevan, Brahmin life is very important. It is of great importance. Brahmin respect, self-respect in Brahmins of Brahmins is very elevated. Also, to become Baba's child at Sangam Yug is a very, very big fortune. This is why Bap Dada says, have importance of each treasure in you. Just as when you give a lecture, you speak about so much importance of Sangam Yuga. if somebody would give you a topic on importance of Sangam Yoga, what a big speech you can give, can't you? You can speak for 1 hour. Can you? Telling about the importance of Sangam Yoga, teachers say. Can you give a lecture for 1 hour on the topic importance of Sangam Yoga? Those who can, raise your hand. One hand. So you can give a lecture on this subject, importance of Sangam Yoga. Very good. So just as you tell the importance of this period, similarly, that means you know its importance very well. It's not that Bapdada will say that you do not know the importance of Sangam Yoga. Because if you can tell, it means you know it too. This is why you're able to tell. But the only thing is that it merges in you. You need to emerge it in your consciousness, that is, have the awareness of it yourself. But sometimes that awareness is reduced, sometimes it's full, it's there. Therefore, keep it immersed in you. Keep the intoxication, the godly intoxication immersed in you. I am that, not that it will be that, but I am that. I have the faith. But along with the faith, the proof of that faith is the spiritual intoxication of it. Therefore, have constant spiritual intoxication in you. Who am I? The intoxication of that should be in you in an immersed form, that is practical form. Then you will be able to accumulate every second. Today Bapdada saw your account of accumulation. This is why Baba is drawing your attention today that the finale of time will happen all of a sudden. The finale of time will happen all of a sudden. Do not think that we will come to know when the end will come. No. You may think that you will become all right at the final moment, but the one who takes the support of time by saying that time will, that everything will be all right at the right time, at the final time, then that one's teacher is time, is it not? Who's the teacher of that one who thinks in this way? Is time that one's teacher, or God Himself? If God couldn't make you complete and time made you complete, what will that be called? Is time, it means that time is your master. So who is your teacher? Is time your teacher or God your teacher? Therefore, if time teaches you or you learn according to the drama, then Bap Dada knows that you will get the fruit at its time, because time becomes your teacher. Time is actually waiting for you. Therefore, you should not wait for time. Because time is your creation and you are master creators. Therefore, let your creation wait for you, the master creators, and not you, the master creators, wait for time, which is your creation. And what is difficult, actually? It's you who make the difficult, the easy into difficult. Actually, it is not difficult, but you make it difficult. Baba himself says that if you find that something is a burden, just hand it over to Baba. Don't you know how to hand it over to Baba? You carry the burden yourself and then you also get tired. And then you complain to Baba, Baba, what to do, how to do. Why do you carry the burden yourself? Baba himself is offering you, give your burden to me. Give all your burden to the Father. You have formed a habit of carrying your burden for 63 births. This is why you become helpless, as it's become your habit. And that is why you have to labor too. it is easy for you, but some at other times it is difficult for you. Because of that, either the task is difficult or it is easy. Why should it be that sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's difficult? If something is difficult, it is always difficult. If it is easy, it's always easy. But you find sometimes difficult and sometimes easy. So what's the reason for that? The reason is that you become helpless due to the habit of carrying your burden. Now, Bap Dada is not able to bear, he doesn't like that you labor so much. You are Master, Almighty Authorities, and it's difficult for you. How can that be possible? What is the title you give to yourself? Are you called easy yogis or difficult yogis? Otherwise, change your title. Call yourself difficult yogis. Start saying, I'm not easy yogi. Sometimes easy yogi, sometimes difficult yogi. And what actually is yoga? Yoga means remembrance. And when it's powerful remembrance, nothing is difficult in front of that. Yoga is fire of love. However hard a thing may be, fire can transform that too. Even iron, can mold in fire. Similarly, the fire of love. Can't the fire of love make difficult things easy? Many children tell very nice things. They say, Baba, what to do? The atmosphere is such. My companions are such. I'm like a swan and my companions are like storks. It's so difficult, Baba. Baba, also I have my old karmic accounts. So you tell very interesting things to Baba. Baba asks then,
Brahmanone,
What contract have you Brahmins taken up? Have you taken up any contract? Have you taken up any contract? Yes, the contract all of you have taken is that we will transform the world. Therefore, the one... How can the one who is meant to transform the world not be able to change himself? Now, what will you do today? You have to increase your account of saving, of accumulation. Don't become difficult yogis, but become easy yogis. You will experience yourselves to be easy yogis. It shouldn't be that sometimes easy and sometimes difficult. You won't enjoy that. Because Brahmin life is a life of pleasure. Sangam Yuga is the age of pleasure. It's not the age of taking up a burden. It is the age of finishing the burden, removing the burden. Now check the picture of your fortune in the mirror of knowledge very well. Do you have the mirror of knowledge? Hope the mirror hasn't broken. Do all of you have the mirror? Have you received the mirror? What about the mothers? Have you received the mirror or has it been stolen? You received it but it has been stolen. Has it been like that? The Pandavas are clever in taking care of it. Do you have the mirror? You have it? And they raise their hand. So Baba is saying, you are raising your hand very well. Now see the picture of your fortune in that mirror. While seeing the picture of your fortune in the mirror, keep singing the song, how great is my fortune, wah, my fortune, wah, my Baba, wah, my family. Even the family is vah vah, great. Vah vah means great, great. It shouldn't be that, oh, this one is great, but this one is not that much. But everyone is great. Wah, my family. Wah, my fortune. And wah, my Baba. Brahmin life means to keep saying wah wah, not high high, like oh oh, you know, in distress we say oh, but wah in happiness, even if there is physical illness at that time too, you should say wah wah, not oh oh. Because when you say wah wah, even that is like removing your burden. If you are carrying a load of 10 mons, you know, and 3-4 mons are removed and just a few mons left on your head, that's also good, is it not? So when you say wah, some of the burden is removed. And you say wah again and more burden removed. But when you say, oh, my part is so bad, then you add your burden. Oh, this physical ailment I have, it's not leaving me. That may not leave you. You have to leave it. So keep saying wah, wah. And when you say wah wah, even that physical disease, ailment will go. And Baba's rhyming was wah and vyadi. Again, verva, vyadi means disease. Here too, whenever you praise someone, don't you say wah, he's great. So wah is a sign of praise. So when you say, oh, you're great, even to your physical ailment, you say wah, wah to it, then you'll be praising it, then it will keep you happy. But if you say, oh, why did this come to me, then you will increase your burden. Compared to what you're attaining, what you're receiving, this physical disease or ailment is nothing. Keep both the things in front of you, your attainments and this physical disease or some ailment, that is nothing compared to what you are achieving. So what Baba means to say is that let anything happen. You have to see that situation in a positive way. You know how to change the negative into the positive form, don't you? You give a positive thinking course, don't you? You give this course, don't you? Positive thinking course? At that time, give the course to yourself. Then, difficult will change into easy. The word difficult should not exist in the dictionary of Brahmins. Okay, even if something happens, you have an account with someone, with the soul or with nature.
Yeah.
Or with your own body. Because matter, that is the five elements, even they create difficulties. But you should destroy all your karmic accounts in the fire of yoga. Did you understand what you are supposed to do? You have to increase the account of saving. Even your words should not be ordinary words. That is, you should not speak ordinary words. Different words have different meanings and different feelings, different motives, but from your words the motives can be understood, feelings can be understood. Therefore, whatever words you speak should have the feelings of soul consciousness. They should be pure, filled with pure feelings and good wishes. The words spoken and the feelings in them should be elevated. The motives or feelings of Maya are jealousy, hatred, enmity. These are feelings of Maya. Let there be pure feelings and motives, intentions, motives, feelings should be pure. So you have to check whether it is like that or not. Check your treasures, the treasures of words, treasure of time, treasure of powers, treasure of knowledge, treasure of virtues. Check each treasure. Because each treasure's accumulation is there. When the account is full, it means all the treasures are overflowing. He said that you will pass with honors. You shouldn't think that what is the harm if one treasure account is less?
Pass with honor.
No, because to pass with honor means you have to be overflowing in all the treasures. That is, all the treasures should be overflowing. Then alone you will pass with honor. Bhaktada is not only looking at you who are sitting in front in this hall, but even those children who are in different parts of this country or also in foreign lands, Baba is looking at them too. Though they are not present here physically, but they are in Baba's heart. Today you are physically in front. Tomorrow they will be physically in front, but you will not say that Baba is not looking at us. At this time you are physically in front and they are in Baba's heart. It's not that you are not in Baba's heart, but you are in front physically, and that is also important. Did you understand? You are doing good service. Is everything okay? See, you're sitting in front. Baba is looking at the different departments here, you know. There's Brother Ramesh with photography department, Brother Tulsi video department, and electricity department, sound department, Murli department, all departments. Others are sitting in the front. So Baba is looking at them. Now those, you know, this time there are three groups. One group is of those who are of the business wing. So they are raising their hand. They are quite a big number. They are sitting in one big row till the end of the hall. Now Baba is addressing to those of the business wing. What are you thinking? You have got a chance this time. You should make Baba also do business with you. You do business yourself, that is good, but sorry, you should be able to make others do business with Baba. Not that you do business yourself only. You make others do business with Baba, that is, deal with Baba. Nowadays there is so much tension in business. All the businessmen are in tension, aren't they?
Samay anusar.
according to the time there is recession in business, it's going down. This is why the more the money one has, the more worry he has of what will happen. Therefore, you have to free them from worry and tell them the importance of these imperishable treasures. However many businessmen I hear, whether you are doing small business or big business, but you have to show the path of happiness to those who are like you in business. Are you businessmen also having worries? Do you have the worry of what will happen? Do you? And they are saying, no, Baba, we have no worries. Okay, raise your hand if you don't have worries. And everyone raising their hand. You know, worries? If something happens tomorrow, and they say, we don't mind. No worry. Do you have any worry? And they are saying, no. Are you carefree kings? They are saying, yes. Are you carefree kings in business too? Yes, and they are nodding and waving their hand. Not all have raised their hand, and now more hands are being raised. That is, we are carefree kings. Okay, lower your hand. Those who say that they have little bit worry, raise your hand now. I don't feel shy. Raise your hand if you think you have little bit worry in business. So, but no one raises his hand. So, Bab Dada has given you the title Carefree Kings. So this is a title for businessmen, carefree kings, kings of the carefree land. So if anything happens, of course it will come, obstacles will come, problems will come, but you just go to that land of carefreeness. Sit in that land of carefreeness and you will become kings. The Hindi word is Begampur, you know, these must be some stories, but it has got a meaning. Begam, Be means without, gum is sorrow, so without sorrow, the land without sorrow. You want the new world to come, don't you? So there has to be upheavals in this old world. Only then it will go and the new world will come, no? So let anything happen. But you have to remain carefree kings. It's you who have invoked that the old world should be destroyed. So if you want the old world to be destroyed, then something will keep happening all the time, just like in an old house, something breaks every time. Similarly, these things will happen in this old world. It is nothing new. Brahma Baba used to say, for everything, nothing new. It is to happen, it has to happen, it is happening. And we are carefree kings. Are you carefree in that way? And if you remain carefree, then you will also be saved from becoming bankrupt. You know why people get bankrupt? Because they are not able to get a good they are not able to give good decision. They are not able to give the right decision. In one day, they can become bankrupt. You know about that in business. It happens. But if you are carefree, your decision power will be good and you'll be saved from bankruptcy. You'll get the touching at the right time. Whether I should do this at this time or not do it, you'll get the touching of that. Therefore, to worry means to do business and also to lose your stage. But always remember, I have to become a carefree king. I am a carefree king. Then that thing which may be of concern will also change. The situation will change. The situation which would give you concern will change. So don't lose the courage. Don't never become disheartened. Keep the courage and Baba's help will continue to come. Baba is bound to help you. But it's not that you lose courage and then expect Baba's help. No, Baba will help only those who are courageous. And you are not courageous yourself and you say, oh, Baba didn't help me. But first see yourself. Make sure that you have the courage. And your courage and Baba's help will go together. Think of only half of the sentence. You don't say, oh, Baba should help me, Baba should help me. But did you keep the courage? The condition is that you keep the courage. Then Baba's guarantee is that I will give you the help. Do not become disheartened. Keep the courage in you. And the help will come in an incognito way. So say, who are you? All the businessmen sitting here, say, who are you? Vifikra Badsha, carefree kings. Are you carefree kings? Say yes. And they all say loudly, yes. Remember this word. Never lose your courage. Let anything happen. Be courageous and you will continue to get help. But don't remember only half of the sentence. Remember the full sentence.
Chat to
Okay, who are the next engineers and scientists? Raise your hand. Oh, many more. Engineers and scientists. What about mothers? Are there business ladies here? Business ladies, yes. There are many business ladies too, business women. So are the business women too carefree? And they are saying yes. Do not become a servant, become a king. If you sulk, it means you become a servant. Baba is punning the word. Udas is the Hindi word for sulk. So if you sulk, means you become a das. Das means servant. So if you're udas, you become das. Now Baba is speaking to the engineers and scientists. Just as science is becoming more and more subtle these days, day by day, is becoming very subtle day by day. And you have the experience of both science as well as of silence. Therefore, you have to tell the importance of silence to those who are like you. You have to give benefit to them. You know how to give benefit to them, don't you? Tell them that silence is also a science. What is the science of silence? Give them the understanding of that. Tell them that with the science of silence, what things will happen? Or what things happen? Then they will be able to make the science too more refined if they understand the science of silence. Because in the new world, science will be useful, won't it be? There will be business there. It will be in a refined way. Everything will be in a refined way there. At this time, the new inventions of science are beneficial, but also some are harmful. But in the new world, science is very refined there. This is why there is no question of harm there at all. Therefore, give the knowledge of silence to the big scientists. Then they will become your helpers to refine science in your new world. how many engineers and scientists, how many scientists are here in the engineer scientist wing, and Mohan Bhai sitting there, he stands up to speak. About 350 members of engineer scientist wing are here. So when you come next time, will you come as the same number? Each one should make another one like him, no? Will you do that? You have to bring the equal numbers along with you when you come next time. Baba's telling one by, you have their names, don't you? And he says, yes, so next time you come, you have to make someone equal to you, like you, and bring him to Baba. Scientists like you, engineers like you, and make them equal to you, and bring them. And Baba's telling the brother who's Tulsi Bhai is working with the video, that take the video, see they're raising their hand, and they are promising that when they come next time, they will not come alone, but they'll bring another engineer scientist with them. Very good. This is also like rejoicing, experiencing pleasure, is it not? Okay. All the businessmen, raise your hand, and Baba is telling Tulsi Bhai, take the video. And they will also, when they come next time, bring someone, a businessman like them, to Baba. Okay, now lower your hand. There are engineers along with the scientists, you know? Yeah. What will the engineers do? The engineers keep making something new all the time. Therefore, in Satyug, in order to make the new world, you have to prepare someone like you, because you will be the kings there, and you need others who will be the engineers who will do work for you. So you have to prepare them who will make that new world a very beautiful world. Such engineering should be done because those things of Satyug are unique only for Satyug. At no other time in the whole cycle will they exist. Though in Copper Age and Iron Age, they do make new things, even very good things, but compared to the things in Golden Age and Silver Age, which are like extraordinary things or wonders, compared to that, Copper Age and Iron Age doesn't have that at all. So, even in this world there are very good things, but you have to prepare those engineers who are going to make the best things for Golden Age. Prepare such engineers. It may be that they will not become regular students, but at least they should recognize the Father. Many souls do not become regular in the class, but they have faith and they experience happiness. They are cooperative, they are in good relationship. So you have to prepare such souls also. Did you understand? But very good. see,
disturbing.
You are specially invited in this turn. Now you have to do some special wonder, is it not? As you are specially invited in this turn, Baba will see the result. How many businessmen you bring, how many engineers and scientists you bring, Baba will come to know from the number, because every year the report is made that so many increased. So the ones who are responsible for the different wings, they have to write the result of each year, that all of you will come next year and each one of you will bring another one with you. And Baba's telling the instrument ones of each wing that you have to see next time how many increased. Dr. Pratap is sitting in the front and he is laughing. Yeah, and there will be in some turn also invitation for doctors too. So all the professional groups are invited. In each turn of Bab Dada there are different professional groups. So in this way everyone will be able to meet Baba. You have to do it. Baba is asking you. Yeah, Baba is asking, you know, the Sindhi group is here. Baba is, there is Dada K. Vatumal. Please stand up. Vatumal Dada, Kuba Dada, and Vadwa Bhai, Gul Bhai. So Dada Kuba and his elder brother, Gul Vatumal. Baba is asking, what are you going to do? What is he saying? Say loudly. Baba is saying that you have to bring them here. Not just serve them, but you have to bring them here. You have to bring them here. Well, you do a lot of service, it's very good. Anyone who comes to you, a patient also, if he comes to you, you should bring him here. And Dada K. Vatumal is saying, I will try and bring them here. And what is Vadva Bhai saying? Yeah, say. Vadva Bhai is saying that I will do as Dada K. Vatumal said. And what about Gul Bhai? What do you have to say?
I come from Hawaii.
You should bring from Hawaii.
Okay.
You should bring from abroad, because many do come from abroad.
Thank you very much.
And he's saying thank you, but when will you bring? When will you bring from Hawaii? When? Give date to Baba. Within 12 months, he's saying. He's very clever. He's very clever in answering.
Thank you very much.
Dadi Janki is sitting in, and Dadi Janki is saying something. And the mic is coming to Dadi Janki, because sitting here I cannot hear what they are saying in the audience. So Dadi Janki is saying that Gulab Bhai, say Baba, I will bring in 1 month, and you will bring it before the end of the century. Say to Baba, because time is very short. Yeah, he will do it, Baba is saying. He will do it.
I can't promise you that.
He says, I will try, I can't promise you that. Gulab Bhai's wife.
It's all in Baba's hands.
She's saying it is all in Baba's hand. But you, Baba is making you instrumental. It is in Baba's hand, but Baba is making you instrumental for that. Okay, who is the next? Which is the next group? The next group, raise your hand, rural and agriculture group. Rural and agriculture wing. There are many in this. They are landlords having land and they are agriculturists. There are also many sisters in this group. What will you do? What will you do? You have to make every village a palace. You have to serve the villages in such a way. So that in Satyug, your villages become palaces. Give them the introduction of the new world. People in the villages listen to these things with great love. The big people don't listen to these things so much. But the villagers listen with great love. You have to change the villages. So that the government comes to know that how much this village has changed. Do you hear? Can you change your village? Yes, and they are raising their hand. Make your village a model and show it as a proof to the government that this whole village has changed. You have served in many villages, but take up a project of changing one village and show that proof to the government that see, in this village there has such a big transformation has come. Can this be possible? And the national coordinator of the rural wing is saying something. Sister Sarla, she's saying something. Tell her. Yeah, she's been given the mic. And she's saying that we have already started this work and the officers, government officers are giving a lot of cooperation. This work is continuing. But Baba is saying you have to show a record in front of the government. And she's saying, yes Baba, we are preparing it. And Baba says, there is one thing, the government says, that you don't do social service. But these days in Bombay, Baba is telling those from Bombay that in Bombay, you know, the council has given us many small gardens, pieces of land, and we have changed them into beautiful gardens and like peace parks, and the The council, the municipality is very happy that in Bombay, we are beautifying Bombay by changing those pieces of land into beautiful gardens. So similarly, if you're able to change the whole village, isn't that a very good social service? See, usually in villages there are insects, mosquitoes, you know, not good canal system or sewage system. If you can even physically do some changes, it will be very helpful. You can create a model village. Then also make playgrounds and also have a playground for children to play. So that is also part of social service. And take photographs of children, how they are so happy there. Take photographs of elder ones, and also those who have changed, take their photographs, take their signatures, and then show that to the government, that we are doing social work. Did you understand? So prepare such records. You have received so many pieces of land in Bombay. Now prepare a record of what you are doing on those lands, because the government should come to know what you are doing. You know, negative things spread very easily, very quickly, but the good service you do doesn't, the news of that doesn't spread quickly. Therefore, show the example of the social service you are doing. Because many say you don't do social work, so show them that we do social work. You get so much joy in this. What do people do, those who do social work, what they do? They try to take away the sorrows of people. Similarly, you give so much happiness to souls. This is great social work. You do a lot of service, no doubt, but because you don't keep any record, very little record, that's why nobody knows. Now, there are so many newspapers in Bombay. You should put the news in the newspapers that so many souls come to your peace park, so many children come, and we have different means here for their happiness, for their health. So prepare such records. Okay. Brother Ramesh wants to say something. Brother Ramesh of Bombay wants to say something. And Ramesh Bhai says that in Bombay there is Kamla Nehru Park. This is a place where there is a long boot, you know. It's, you know, there the children go and then they go to the top and then just slide from there. And it's like, and Baba remembers that in the Murlis. And Baba is saying, yes, one day you will get that too. And so show the letters you receive for these peace parks and then in other places, and you will get pieces of land from the council in other areas as well. And you can develop those lands, make them parks. Many new ones have come. All the first timers raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. There are many first timers. Many at the back, there are many first timers. They're sitting at the back. Even among double foreigners, there are many. There are about 125 double foreigners here. And Baba says, according to the drama, you have come at this time. But remember Baba's slogan. Do you remember? What is Baba's slogan for the new ones? Last so fast, and fast so first. This is the slogan for you. Even though you have come last, but you can go fast. But for that, you need to accumulate as much as possible. Do you remember your fortune? Baba is telling to the new ones, are you able to remember your fortune? Are you? Raise your hand if you say that yes, I always remember my fortune. Baba is speaking to the new ones, the first timers. And many are raising their hand. It is good. Now, those who think that they can, within a second, think whatever they wish to think, they can take their mind to wherever they want to take it. That is, they can control their mind within a second. Raise your hand. Those who think that they can control their mind within a second, raise your hand. Can you? So many are raising. Baba is again saying, raise your hand. If you think that you can control your mind within a second, raise your hand. Teachers, raise your hand. No, not just like that, because Baba tells you to raise your hand. If you think you can control your mind in a second, raise your hand. Not all raise their hand. Can you control your mind in a second? Now those who did not raise their hand, how much time do they take to control their mind? Do they take 1 minute to control their mind? Or do you take even longer than that to control your mind? Now this type of practice is very necessary, because at the end this practice will be very useful. as you are the masters of your mind, you should be able to control it in the way you want, just as you have your physical limbs, hands and legs, and you can take your hands and legs to wherever you want, in whatever way you want, can't you? Similarly, you say mind and intellect are yours, you say that, don't you? When you say that you are their master, you are the master of your mind, it means that these are your subtle organs. Then why can't you control these two? You should also be able to control your sanskars. If you are able to have a good practice of taking your mind and intellect to wherever you want and whenever you want, then it will be said that your practice is complete. You want to become Lakshmi Narayan, is it not? If you want to become Lakshmi Narayan, that means you will have to rule there. But before you are able to rule over others, you should be able to rule over yourselves first. Only then you will become world sovereigns, is it not? Therefore, the method for that, is that you should accumulate the treasures. Did you understand?
Acha is vayu mandal mein. Madhuban mein baithe ho. Madhuban.
You are sitting in this atmosphere of Madhuban, and the atmosphere of Madhuban is powerful. And here you can control your mind, can't you? Can you control your mind here, as the atmosphere is powerful? Though it may take you a minute, or even if it's a second, but can you do it here? If you give order to your mind, oh mind, I am a soul, I am the resident of Paramdham, and I should be able to become that. And then just see, does your mind obey your order or not? And Baba is performing the drill. To give order to the mind and be able to attain that stage in a second. This should be our practice. And there is pin drop silence in the hall. where there are about 15,000 brothers and sisters sitting in this hall. And pin drop silence. Baba is giving powerful drishti to everyone. All the children who are the masters, to all the children in all four directions who are the masters of all treasures. To all the easy yogis who can constantly change the difficult things into easy things. Those who make their thoughts, words, actions, time constantly elevated, who increase their account of saving, who are the masters of their mind and are able to keep their mind, intellect and sanskaras under their orders, to such self-sovereigns, children, whether of this land or of foreign lands, but they are not far from the heart. To all such children in all four directions, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste.
No.
Sivadari. Jo bhi seva ke prata aaye.
Now Baba is addressing to the sevadaris. This time it is UP's turn. UP, Uttar Pradesh. Baba is saying, all the sevadharis who have come, in particular it is UP's turn. All those from UP who are sevadharis, your servers, here raise your hand. Usually about 1,000 sevadharis come. So Baba is addressing to them. See, sevadharis or servers are benefited so much. There is a saying,
Brahmanon ko ki seva mahan punya. Bhakti marg mein to.
It is said that it's a big charity to serve the Brahmins. In bhakti, people serve a few lokic Brahmins, maybe 100 or 200, that's it. But here in Madhuban, you serve so many Brahmins. And each you receive the blessings of the Brahmins automatically without your asking. The blessings are automatically accumulated. First of all, there is accumulation of blessings. Secondly, there is accumulation of charity which you get by serving others. Thirdly, you are able to come in close relationship to other Brahmins. And of course, meeting Bap Dada is an... For that you get an extra turn. So there is so much benefit, so much reward of the service you do. Therefore, to become a sevadhari means to accumulate a great deal. You have done very good service, you have served through the heart, and your service has reached the comforter of hearts. It's right, is it not? Those of you, it's right, is it not? Your service has reached the comforter of hearts. Anyone who comes as a sevadhari gets the evident fruit, practical fruit. Of course, in the future he will surely get it, but even in the present, he and Baba is being told that Baba gives special yatpya to double foreigners also. And Hansa then comes on the stage running, bringing message from Daddy Janki that Baba, please say something to the double foreigners also. And there are many double foreigners sitting here. All the double foreigners, raise your hand. There are some sitting in the front and some sitting on the side. bubble foreigners get many chances. In every group there are double foreigners.
Double Vidisho ko. Koi bhi tart mein mana nahi.
Double foreigners are invited for every group in for no turn. For no group they are told not to come. So this is no less fortune. Bab Dada. And all of you also know that the double foreigners' renunciation, their courage and their honesty of their heart, Baba is always pleased with that. So what do you say for that? You say that there is great splendor for the one who has an honest heart. Even if they do something wrong, they come and tell, they speak the truth. They have so much honesty in them. And when someone speaks the truth, then half of the punishment is finished, is destroyed. So Baba always keeps remembering the double foreigners and also always gives yad pyar to the double foreigners. Yes, you are doing wonders.
Aur kamal karte karte baap dada ke saath apne saath mein pahunch jaye.
And you will keep doing wonders and you will be closer and closer to Bab Dada and return home with Baba at the end. Therefore, multi-million times yad pyar to the double foreigners, but this doesn't mean that no yad pyar to Bharatvasis, no. And to Bharatvasis, multi-million times yad pyar.
Indar hostel.
So, did everyone get yad pyar?
Indar ki kanyaye bhi aayi hain 150 baba. Indore hostel ki kanyaye aayi hain 150.
The kumaris of Indore hostel are also here. Raise your hand, all the kumaris of Indore hostel. There they are. Oh, so many kumaris of Indore hostel. The Indore hostel is doing very well, it is. So they have all come at the same time, 150 of them. For the Kumaris, it is said that each Kumari is higher or greater than 100 Brahmins. Why it is higher than 100 Brahmins?
Seva kar.
Why is it higher than 100 Brahmins? Because each Kumari has to take blessings of so many Brahmins. Now what will you Kumaris do once you have finished studying and you leave the boarding, the hostel? What is your aim? Will you do service? Will you wear a crown or will you carry a basket of lokic job? What will you do? You will wear a crown, won't you? Yes. You will not go for carrying a basket of lokic job. You know, Baba's rhyming words. Nokri is lokic job, tokri is basket, so basket of lokic job. So you have to wear a crown. And when you say that a Kumari is higher than 100 Brahmins, means you have to take blessings of so many Brahmins by serving them. Therefore, congratulations to you in advance. Take blessings of everyone.